Welcome to the Provincetown Shelter in Place Order Question and Answer Session. I'm Amy Davies from Provincetown Community Television. Before we start tonight, I'd like to take a moment to tell you that PTV will be upgrading our playback system starting tomorrow morning. The playback system is what sends programming out to Channel 18 and Channel 99. There will be a disruption in service to those channels, but you'll be able to rewatch this question and answer session by going to our website, provincetowntv.org, clicking on PTVGov, then clicking Watch and scrolling to Information. Once there, you can select the question and answer session on this date. You can also listen to a podcast version by going to our website and clicking Podcasts. It will also be posted on Facebook with a link to make it the process easier. The files should be ready by mid-afternoon tomorrow. This remote session is taking place on April 29th, 2020 at 7 p.m. Tonight we're going to begin with all callers muted to prevent interference in the audio. As you know, microphones and speakerphones make it difficult for everyone to hear. Please also mute any televisions or computer speakers before you speak. Press star 6 to unmute and ask your question, and please return to mute while your question is being answered. The panel will take questions from callers and also questions submitted in advance by email. The call-in is scheduled to last 1 hour, so duplicate email questions have been combined. We have panelists from the Select Board, Board of Health, and staff. And now I will turn it over to the chair of the Select Board, David Abramson, to open the call-in.
Thank you, Amy. I'd like to welcome everybody this evening to our call-in Q&A for COVID-19. Before we go into questions, I would just like to ask if the Board of Health would like to say anything before we start. I think I see he's on here, but I don't know. Susan or Steve?
And I wanted to just thank everybody for their cooperation with all of the rules that are in place to prevent the spread of the disease. We've done a really great job in town because of all of the hard work and the sacrifices that everybody's made, and we very much appreciate it. Our numbers are in as good a shape as they could possibly be right now, and we are planning and preparing to keep everyone safe as the weather warms up and we have more people around. So thanks very much. I look forward to the questions.
Thank you. So Amy, we'll go with a question that you have emailed in first, and then we'll go to a caller.
Okay. And this first question is, why tighten up on regulations now? The person is asking if the order for wearing masks is to discourage people on Commercial Street. And they also want to know, what is the penalty if you're caught without a mask?
So, Robin, would you like to answer that, or should the Board of Health?
Okay, can you hear me?
Yes.
Well, I think it was a two-part question about the motivation of why the Select Board voted to institute the mask order. And I think that would be something David would want to address, but I can address the second piece as to how it's going to be enforced. So the way that it's written at this point, I think we're looking at it as the same way as if you are required to wear shoes in a public building, or our order for no smoking on beaches. So the discussion that the board had, they were not in favor of ticketing or fining. I would ask people not to call the dispatch to complain if you see someone without a mask. These are ordinances. For the most part, they are people are expected to comply. We will give reminders. Just as we would if someone was sitting on the beach with a cigarette or smoking. The businesses will be posting on their entrances the signs that says that people must wear a mask when entering the businesses, and it will be up to the businesses to police that the same way if someone tried to enter their establishment without shoes. This is a health order, you know, based on the board's ability to make regulations and recommendations and orders for nuisances. So this is really to protect the people that are coming into the store, as well as the people, the workers who are there. I think that answers your question, but I would go back to David, and I believe that it's going to be on the agenda again. So I'm not sure that that we're going to be having a conversation about the why, unless David wants to expand on that.
Thank you, Robin. So I guess on this past Monday night's meeting, a member had made a motion based upon comments that I guess they had gotten during the day and during the beginning of the call that they felt was related to a public safety issue. So that's why the motion was brought up then and discussed. I really can't talk into more of the whys and the hows at this point, because a member asked that it be placed on our Monday night agenda for the 4th, so there could be some more clarification to the order, because I guess there's been a lot of questions around it. But it came up during Monday night's meeting as a public safety concern from the public comment portion and from comments right before the meeting. So I guess we will go to a caller question. If you would like to ask a question, press *6 to unmute your phone. State your name, and I'll recognize you to ask your question. I know it's a little difficult to unmute, so I'll give you a moment to do that. If not, then we'll go to another email question. Okay, well, Amy, we'll go with another email question.
Okay. Oh, did someone just unmute? It sort of sounds like somebody else is there. No? Okay. You addressed that there will be signs up. Someone was asking if there will be signs to remind people. Another person was asking if the town will be making masks available to the public for free or purchase.
I can't speak for Robin, but I know that the COVID-19 task force, I've seen that they have said that they're going to be at Stop and Shop at some point. I don't recall the times and the date, and they also have masks available. So I think that's the group to reach out to. Robin may have more info on that.
We have, the town is not planning on supplying masks. But we are coordinating, as David said. We've been assisting the groups to get masks out, and I certainly would want to take a moment to say thank you to those people who have been making masks. But at this time, we are not going to be purchasing masks.
Okay. Would you like another email question or open it up to a caller?
I'll try again. If you'd like to ask a question, press *6 to unmute. State your name, and I'll recognize you to ask your question.
Hello?
Yes. Who is this?
Yes, hi. Yes, hello. This is Liz Ellsworth.
Yes,
and
Liz.
First, I wanted to thank you for the ordinance, number one. And number two, this is down the road a bit from now into summer. I'm wondering if there's any discussion of perhaps closing portion of Commercial Street to car traffic in order to make walking more possible while doing social distancing. So again, thank you for the ordinance right now.
Thank you. So the question is, are we looking at closing Commercial Street to traffic during the summer to make it easier to walk? I don't know if, from town staff who might want to answer that.
I certainly can have a comment on that. So at this point, we have a recovery coalition who we're gathering data. We're looking at requests made. We're looking at safety. At this time, we're not having specific conversations about what the needs are. At this point, we're not at a recommendation point. You may be remembering Monday night, the select board did have a conversation about traffic, and there was some recommendations that they talked about, but at this point, they did not incorporate that into a message, into an order. I believe that they will be coming back and taking a look at that.
But on questions, yeah.
Additional traffic mitigation and what might be done, able to be done.
Okay, I think we need to have everyone muted again, please. It seems like someone has opened up their phone.
You're unmuted.
Okay, so if we could just do a blanket mute on everyone, and we'll start over.
Done.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
So I guess, Amy, we'll take an email question.
Okay, so this person is looking for some clarification about the order. It said, can you explain how the rules stated in the 428 email from Eric Sussman relates to the order passed by the board, specifically how the email expands the mask requirement to include common areas of multi-use residential facilities regardless of the location in town? While condo associations might wish to impose such rules, this is a private property. They're questioning the town's authority to impose such requirement that would cover stairs, hallways, or a driveway.
So the alert that went out gave guidance. We've been getting a lot of calls and questions about what does this refer to. The order is for enclosed businesses and public spaces, and we were expanding on that question, expanding for additional information.
Okay, should we keep going with the email questions?
I'll just ask again, if somebody from the callers has a question, star 6 to unmute and just state your name. See, we have a lot of people on this evening. So, Amy, you can go ahead and go with another email question.
Okay. So this person says that I am a resident of Massachusetts and own a second home in Provincetown. I've stayed away from Provincetown during the COVID-19 situation. I see that Governor Baker extended the stay at home to May 18th. What is the current policy on second homeowners visiting Provincetown in the coming weeks?
I'm trying to think who would be best. So that question, there isn't really anything preventing second homeowners from, or anybody that owns property in town from using their home. So I'm a little confused by the question.
Hey, Dave, it's Morgan Clark.
Yes.
Right now, under the governor's order, anyone visiting to Massachusetts are advised to quarantine for 2 weeks. So as far as if you're traveling from out of state, then that requirement applies to anyone. But that's the only guidance we have right now.
And just to add on to that, if somebody was already in Massachusetts and coming to a home here, that would not apply. And I would add from the Board of Health perspective that everybody who resides in Provincetown, whether for a short period of time or for the entire year, is going to be given the same care and consideration if they should become sick while they're here. So nobody should feel like that they are somehow less than or not able to come to their home because they're afraid that they won't get health care. We will treat everybody who's here with the same kindness, compassion, and consideration.
Thank you. So I'll ask again, do we have any questions from callers? Star 6 to unmute, just state your name, and I'll recognize you to ask your question.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead. Hello. What's your name?
Hi, my name is, I think there's two of us.
I hear the lady first. I'll recognize you. Okay.
Thank you. So my name is Priscilla, and I wanted to know if there, like, what plans there are about kind of supporting our local businesses, if there's any kind of coordinated effort or way that we can, as residents, support everybody who is able to kind of modify, you know, some aspects of their business. Yep, that's it.
Mr. Chair, do you want me to take this?
Yes.
So, as I had mentioned, we have an administrative committee made up of work groups that are looking to assist not only the businesses, but our vulnerable populations to make sure that when we start to reopen, we do it in a thoughtful and data and science-driven manner. The work groups consist of public safety, health and sciences, the business community, the social services, and town government staff, which would be working with regulations. Part of the conversation that we're having is what might help, and we've asked the businesses to bring back to the coalition what kinds of things may help them, whether it's local regulations, making some adjustments, whether it is making some recommendations to our legislative delegation for some changes in the legislative law. Some things may need to be changed at the state level. We're taking those recommendations and having our public safety take a look at the recommendations. We're having our community development offices and regulators staff looking at some of those recommendations. Some of the recommendations from the business community, we do not have the ability to say yes to. So we are compiling that and we'll be forwarding that information up to our representatives. So yes, we are looking at different ways. And if you go on to our website, you can find information about the coalition. In the information, it should list all of the people that have agreed to be leads in the areas of the work group. And you can certainly reach out to them one-on-one if you want to support them, if you want to find out what they're doing, if you want to join in. We will be also putting out two surveys. We will be putting out a community-wide survey. We should have that ready probably next week as we are working with many of the sectors to get questions for that. The business community is also preparing a survey, questions for their memberships. As you know, the people who are taking the lead on the business are those who are membership, they have a membership in them. So they will be sending information out to their memberships and gathering information back. So it's kind of a circle. These work groups are going out to their groups, gathering information, what would be helpful coming back, and then putting it through kind of a synthesizer regarding public safety and public health. I know that was long-winded and I didn't have exact things that we're looking at, but we certainly are trying to make sure that we do recognize that our small businesses are also part of our vulnerable population.
And I wasn't sure if maybe the question was asking what can people do to help? And some of the things that came to my mind in the short term is we have In addition to businesses, we have the nonprofits in town that are assisting residents that need help as well. You know, I think of things like the soup kitchen, you know, Skip, or maybe the AIDS support group, or help, or HAL, helping our women. Those are a few in town. So if people wanted to donate to those organizations, that's helpful. And then there's also businesses that are open. So, you know, the businesses that are open for takeout, you should patronize them. And, you know, when things start to open up, you know, think about shopping locally versus ordering online. Those are the things that people can do to help the local economy once things open back up. Do we have a, I know there was a gentleman that was trying to speak when the woman asked her question. Are you still there and want to ask a question? Star 6 to unmute your phone and ask your question. So then Amy will go to an email question.
Okay, and so some more questions about masks and some clarification. I think these have pretty quick answers, so I think maybe I'll ask one and maybe we can just run through them. So does a bandana or handkerchief tied to cover the nose and mouth meet the requirements of the order?
I would say yes from what I read.
Okay.
So this is Steve. Does Susan Troyan want to add anything, the vice chair of the Board of Health, on? I just want to make sure that everybody knew that she was on. And
well, we're speaking to the actual order that says a mask must be worn.
Got it. Got it. I apologize.
So thank you.
Okay. Is there an end date, or will it remain in effect until the board rescinds it?
Currently, there is no end date in it, so it would have to be when the board rescinds it.
Okay. The CDC guideline exempts children under 2 and anyone who has trouble breathing, is unconscious, incapacitated, or otherwise unable to remove the cover without assistance. Does the town order make such exemptions?
It does not.
My understanding, and Mr. Chair, you may want to speak to this, that it may be under considerations for some of the comments for next week's agenda.
Yes, so I believe the agenda that will come out tomorrow will have a item for masks, and the board may want to consider revising their order to give some clarification. So once the agenda's up tomorrow, people can feel free to send in comments or call in Monday on the 4th to give their comments.
Okay, so those were the sort of quick fire mask questions.
I'll go then to ask if there's a caller question. It's star 6 to unmute. Just state your name and I'll recognize you. Somebody must have a question. I see there's 57 people on this call.
Hi, this is JR.
Hi, JR. Go ahead.
Hello. I asked a question the last time we convened, and I want to, first of all, thank you and others who gave the ordinance. While you might modify it on masks, I think it's safety first, and I think it was definitely something I support as a second homeowner here in Provincetown. My question is, what are you thinking about for the second half of the summer as far as some of the festivities and dates? What is, while you may not have the full details now, what are you using for guidance and what are you considering for that second half of the summer and determinations?
So JR, thank you for the question. I'll probably ask town staff to jump in at some point, but right now, all we know is that the governor has said that the order is extended to May 18th, and that also from the state level, they'll be giving some guidance as to what a phased opening will look like. So the recovery coalition that's meeting is trying to determine what a season might look like, and that's part of getting the surveys out to the community to survey workers, town residents, and businesses, and try to figure out what are the concerns, what things are people hoping happens, doesn't happen. But really, a lot of this is going to depend on what comes out at the state level and how we can draft orders at the local level. And I don't know if town staff or the Board of Health would like to chime in, or the Department of Health.
So this is Steve Katsourinas, and I would just like to incorporate some of the work that we're doing in the coalition to first place the question of public health and controlling this virus and the impact as our, that's been our North Star. In terms of trying to evaluate what options are available. And as Dave Abramson said, the state is going to define some of the outer parameters, and we're looking to come up with some of the internal guidance that businesses and with the respect for healthcare as public safety and social service needs can do. And it is, I think, a balance between all of that, with the preeminent position being public health and public safety. We're engaging social services also to help figure out what services will need to be available as we go through the summer. And we are looking to try and hopefully see that as we open, that we continue to take positive steps forward, and that as the summer goes on, we're able to safely accommodate the people who want to be here, and that everyone is able to have a good experience this summer, and that it's safe. And so we're looking at data that we're developing that will help us with some modeling for population in town, and that we will then develop guidance that, for example, the inns and the Airbnb, VRBO properties can use, so that we don't become overburdened with too many people in town, and we're unable to safely socially distance and manage the population. And so it's we're still in the stages of developing the data, but as the governor's indicated, we've got a little bit of time to figure that out, but we are taking it as a very serious and urgent issue to come up with some understandings about what the summer can look like for everybody.
Thank you, Steve. Do we have Robin or Morgan? Did you want to comment?
For me, I think Steve said it well. We're going, from the staff point of view in the administration, we're going to work closely with our Board of Health, elected officials, and others to find regulations that make sense. I'm happy to report that everyone on the coalition is all in agreement that we're not to do anything, that health and safety comes first of our residents and our guests. I guess I would also point out the obvious that for most people, you do know, and if you want to see a little more, you can go on to the tourism website and see the events that have canceled already. Most of the larger events have canceled. The board will be shortly having a conversation about the 4th of July and Memorial Day and what we'll do for that. I know that many towns are starting to look at canceling all large events, and I think that that will also be something that we will be looking at.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Do we have another question from a caller? Again, star six to unmute. Just state your name. I'll recognize you to speak.
Hi, this is Matt.
Hi, Matt. Go ahead.
Hi. Question, if you can clarify or comment again on the delivery of the surveys. How will they reach the people?
So I guess, is that a question for Morgan? Because I think you're working on the people survey, correct?
Yes. I can take this. As far as the survey, the community-wide survey, it will be released in a press release. It'll go out online through various Facebook pages. It'll be on the town's website. We will be doing spots or PSAs with local radio stations, WOMR and Dunes 102. And then as far as any town department newsletters or email lists, we'll also be utilizing those and common partners like the chamber to help get the word out.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you. Do we have another question from callers? Again, star six to unmute. Just state your name and I'll recognize you.
My name is Barbara Diet.
Hi, Barbara. Go ahead.
I have a question I'm sure is crossing, you know, other people's minds. I am a year-round renter who is currently sheltering out of state and really have been in my house for 3 to 4 weeks. Now, when the town is ready and I want to come back, do I need to stay in my apartment for 2 weeks, or can I continue wearing a mask, sheltering in place, staying 6 feet away from people? In other words, do I have to start all over?
I think Steve might want to answer that question, because I think he...
Well, I'm happy to, and Morgan will join in as well. The guidance may change as we go through the summer, but if you were to arrive today, Barbara, the guidance from the state, and this is an advisory from the governor through his Department of Public Health, which we follow, and it is that everyone who arrives is to quarantine inside. We do have programs available to assist with food delivery so that you don't have to obviously be in any discomfort. There are recommendations in other parts of the state that you might see regarding bringing enough food for 14 days. Fortunately, our community has such great social services and such great volunteerism that we can make sure that if you are staying inside, that we can make sure food is available to you and anything else that you might need so that you can comfortably stay inside. But I'm afraid the current situation is that you are recommended to not go out, and the time that you might have been sheltering in place elsewhere sort of has to restart when you reach Massachusetts. And I'll ask Morgan Clark, the department director, if she wants to add anything, and then obviously if there's any other questions.
Okay.
Morgan.
Hi, this is Morgan Clark. The only thing that I can add is that, you know, as the governor's advisories change, then, you know, it depends on when you're coming. So as of right now, it's 2 weeks. That might change from the governor's perspective.
I understand that, and it wouldn't be right now. I would not come back until things were loosened up, but my concern is I don't want to put anyone at risk. I don't want to be at risk. I have been very careful here, and I just wanted to know what is expected currently, because there's been a lot of talk on Facebook sites, and there's a lot of confusion, and I just wanted to ask the question to make it perfectly clear that even though I have locked myself up in my own home and would walk out the door, get in my car, and drive straight through to Provincetown, I still need to stay in my house. So I thank you for clarifying that.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Amy, we'll go ahead and take a email question.
Okay, we just had another mask question come in. The use of masks in public spaces seems to be keyed on Commercial Street and town center between Bangs and Pleasant Street. What about other public spaces? There are no specific, no, not, excuse me, these are not specifically excluded. So do I need to wear a mask when either all alone on the beach or socially distanced from anyone else?
So Dave, can I ask Susan Troyan to address the question of the other spaces based on the guidance from the Board of Health?
Yes, you can, because I'm going to answer the one for the select board's order was specific to Bang Street to Pleasant Street and inside of a business that's open. That's what that order was. But as to all the other spaces, I'll let Dr. Troyan speak.
Yes, hi, thank you. So we are, for all the other spaces, they would fall under the guidance from the Centers for Disease Control, the CDC. And that is that a mask should be worn if you are going to be in the position where you cannot maintain social distancing. So that would be, of course, inside any business where it might be difficult to social distance at all times. And out in public, if you're going to be in an area where it would be difficult to social distance at any time. But if you're on the beach and you're far away from other people and you're able to social distance, you do not, a mask is not required per the CDC.
Thank you. Do we have another caller question? Again, star six to unmute. Just state your name and I'll recognize you and you can ask your question. Can that star six? Hello?
Can you hear me?
It's a little hard to hear you. Are you on a speakerphone?
Yeah.
You might want to not be on the speakerphone. It's hard to hear you.
Okay, I'm not on speaker anymore.
And if you have a TV, turn that off.
Yeah, my TV's off.
If you could turn your TV off.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, my question was, are the beaches still open for people to be able to walk on them? And the second part of my question was, how many cases are there in Provincetown now, and is there testing available in the town?
With the, so
I'll take the first one, which is how many cases in town. We have two active cases that we are actively managing, and I believe we have 24, possibly 25 at this point, cases that are considered recovered.
So currently the town beaches are all open. And again, the guidance is to follow the CDC advisory that if you're not able to social distance, you should be wearing a mask. All the other beaches that some people might think of, like Herring Cove, Race Point, that are part of the Provincetown area, are managed by the federal government through National Seashore, and they are open. One thing people need to remember is that the seashore beaches that are run by the National Seashore, the bathrooms are closed. There's no trash collection, so it's carry in, carry out, and there is limited ranger supervision there. So, you know, people should keep that in mind when going out through the woods and around the beaches over there.
And then there was a question about testing, and I think Morgan may want to answer that.
Oops, sorry, I didn't hear that part.
Morgan?
Hi. Yes, testing is available at Outer Cape Health Services. They have one number to do pre-screening because testing has to be scheduled in advance. And that's on their website and on the Town of Provincetown's COVID-19 or the Health Department's COVID-19 page as well.
Are there any requirements to get tested?
They still have to screen, though the criteria for being tested has been greatly loosened. So I don't know what they are at the moment, but I know that a lot more people can get tested than originally.
Thank you. So do we have any other questions from callers? It's star six to unmute and just state your name and I'll recognize you to ask your question.
Hi, it's Dave Panagor.
Hi, Dave Panagor, go ahead.
So my question is, so how is the select board order being communicated and broadcast to the tourists? Will it be promoted with the town's advertising to maximize compliance and avoid problems? How is the word going to get out beyond the town's borders for folks that are arriving that as of Friday, this is what the rules are? Is there a marketing campaign for this?
I guess I'll ask town staff if they would like to answer that one.
I can answer a bit of it, and if Tony's on the line, he could speak to it also. The board, we are using the methods that we have at hand inside. We have not contemplated at this point advertising outside our borders other than any press releases that are getting released. We are using our signboards to state that there's a mandatory mask requirement. We have it on our website. We're pushing it out to social media. And we are putting it on each of the buildings that we have, as well as we're printing out for businesses if they're wanting us to, their signage for their own businesses. But at this point, we have not addressed tourists and other people coming in. It's a good question, David. Thank you.
Because that is the target audience.
I
appreciate that, and I think that's a good move.
And I think, too, David, that that will be something that the Recovery Coalition will probably be talking about as we get into guidelines from the governor's office as to how to safely reopen businesses, that there'll be more messaging going out. But in the short term, yeah, it's a great question. Thank you.
Yep. You're welcome. Take care, guys.
Do we have any other questions from the public? Star six to unmute. Still see 60 callers. Somebody must have a question.
Hi, Bernice Seisel.
Hi, Bernice, go ahead.
I have a question, like once things start to open up, will there be a campaign to have posted like at the Steamship Authority and on the buses and at the airport about some of our policies, and who'll be responsible to make sure that happens? Thank you.
Thank you. That will be, am I echoing now? Okay. Right now, our departments are working on kind of reentry plans parallel to the coalition. So and we also have a tourism department. So I think that it's going to be a little bit of both, getting information out. We also have a peer corporation who is working on, and they are working on the reentry and signages and posting so that we can make sure that people are coming into town that will understand what the rules of the road are, so to speak, and reminders of what the governor's orders are. And your point is well taken. We absolutely should have some signage on the entry points.
Thank you. Any other call or questions? Star six to unmute, state your name, and I'll recognize you to speak.
Hi, this is Betsy. I wondered if there's any contact tracing going on in Provincetown.
I don't know. Whether, is that for the health department or for the Board of Health?
Hi, Dave. It's Morgan Clark from the health department. Yes, there's contact tracing for every case that we have. We can avail ourselves of the Massachusetts Contact Tracing Collaborative if we need to. Right now, with our cases being as low as they are, it's not necessary, but that's certainly an option. We have a public health nurse who does our case investigations and then our contact tracing, and then she's got 6 or 7 public health nurses on call, so we haven't needed to utilize Massachusetts Contact Tracing Collaborative, but we have that option. So there's plenty of contact tracing happening.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Any other call or questions? *6 to unmute. Just state your name, and I'll recognize you to speak. Don't be shy. We have 10 minutes left, and I see there's over 50 people still on the call. *6 to unmute. Amy, do you have any other email questions?
I do. So this one is about the Recovery Coalition. Why isn't the Provincetown COVID-19, I'm assuming, task force part of the Recovery Coalition?
I can answer that. There's a lot of groups that could be part of the Recovery Coalition, and we've had many, many suggestions since we've started this. It may be helpful to give just a little background as to the groups that are part of the Recovery Coalition and how this partly got started. Since February, March, myself, as well as staff, has been working with some groups in town. As we started to close down, so to speak, and starting to implement the stay-at-home order from the governor. One of those groups was public safety and first responders, and we've had that group meeting and on a regular basis. It's been actually meeting weekly, and I want to acknowledge that Morgan has been doing a great job working and continuing some of these groups. So we've already been meeting with public safety to make sure, and part of the work in those groups were to make sure we had PPEs, make sure we had ambulances, make sure that we had liaisons to the hospitals, that we had beds, you know, those components. We also have social services. That group was part of, there was a large group, which the COVID-19 group is part of. One of their members sits in that group, and that is one of the stakeholder work groups, along with Skip and Food Pantry and some churches, and they're really looking at making sure that the community's needs are met. We've also had meetings with the business community to talk about what does this mean for businesses, how can we help them, how can we, what are their needs. And we started meeting with them, I think the beginning of March. We had at least 3 meetings with them. So as we were going along, it also realized that we were meeting with them separately. So I was kind of synthesizing the information separately and kind of going back and forth to the groups. And then Steve Katcharidis made a comment, you know, why aren't we pulling these together? Why aren't we creating sort of a war room? Because it feels a little bit like war here. And we did that. And the groups that the lead people are people who were stepping up in leadership positions as we were meeting all along. So we really haven't brought additional groups in or created new groups. We've just brought together the people that we've been working with. And one of the things that we're doing to make sure that the community understands how broad we are and what a wide reach we have is we'll be putting out some messaging on those individual groups, who they are contacting and working with. So most of the actual work to be done in the coalition is really being done in these work groups where COVID-19, your task force, is part of that. And many groups are part of that. They're just not as visible as the people that have been identified as the leads for those groups. I know that was a long-winded answer, but I hope that made a little more sense because I've gotten that question about many other groups also.
Thank you. I will go to caller questions. Again, star 6 to unmute. Just state your name and I'll recognize you.
Hello, it's Bernice Dysel again.
Hi, Bernice. Go ahead.
I'm back with another question. I wonder if there are any plans to have either pamphlets or masks, like, say, at the on Commercial Street, like by the fire station when there are events, that people pass out even things for, like, safe sex. If we can do something like that for masks. That would, so because a lot of people who might be coming in might not know and might not have availability of a scarf or a mask. And how can we organize that or fund it? Thank you.
Thank you. That's a great suggestion that I believe Robin will write down for the coalition.
Yes.
And one thing
I'd like to say too, I think that should give our community comfort. Between some of the nonprofit organizations we have in town and our health department and our health service, because of some of the epidemics that sort of usually rear their heads during the season and all year long in our community, they are pretty well versed in contact tracing, getting people tested, and also getting information out about how to protect yourself. So I have full faith that they're going to be able to do that with COVID-19. Robin, did you want to say something?
No, I think that it's a good idea to take a look at how can we promote and make sure that anyone that's here has a mask. So I know Eric Sussman has been working with the group to provide masks to different volunteer groups, and but I don't think we've reached out to the businesses so much as well as people who are just coming in. So we can take a look at what might be available to pull together.
Thank you. Any other questions from callers?
I have a question, if I can.
Sure, go ahead.
Hi, my name is Greg Daniels. I was wondering with the coalition if there could be a collective put together with the businesses and with the town. We're about to deal with a lot of products that no one in town or the country can get. Sanitation, gloves, hats, masks, bleach, Purell. And I was just wondering if that's been brought up, that how anybody's going to be able to open if there's such a dire need after 18 days from now. The list is given on how you open. My question, I guess, is there maybe a coalition can come up with a collective of possibly reaching out to other business communities to see if we can get in mass, like we're doing with food and Skip does, to be able to get products to the town so that we are going to be feeling safer?
Who would like to field that question? Is staff or the Board of Health or Health Department? Anyone?
I do want to say that we do have businesses that are working to restock their shelves and to make sure that they have the product. And I know that it goes quickly. This is a good opportunity to also point out if people are sitting on product, please take one and leave some for other people. But and I would ask if Morgan has some more information.
May I interrupt just for a second? I'm talking about in mask things with gloves.
I thought you were talking about Purell.
I think what he's asking.
I think in masks, like you know, any restaurant's going to need every waiter at least two or three times to change their gloves. Town Hall's going to need it if they're going to open at all. Any of our bathrooms are. There, whatever the ordinances are from the government and what the town may add to that, there's going to be a complete lack of product. As somebody that has been trying to get them myself and have some success and some not success at all, and I was wondering if the coalition can, I guess I'm more asking if it can be put on their agenda as possibly working as a collective, like a food bank, that maybe the town can come up with helping everybody in town that's going to be needing these products to open possibly on the 18th of May, some areas.
We'll bring that back to the coalition.
Yes, thank you.
That's what I was asking, I think.
So I see we're at 7:56. I'll just ask maybe if the Board of Health or Health Department would like to give a closing thought.
This is Steve Katzerian from the Board of Health, and I would just like to say that we feel very strongly that town government has been working cooperatively to resolve challenges that we face, and that we believe very much that when we work together, we have much more success, and that's exactly where we are right now. So, again, I said at the beginning, I just want to go back to this is working because each and every one of us is doing what we're supposed to do, and I can't thank you enough for that, and we should all appreciate each other because we have brought this to as manageable a level as it could possibly be right now. And we are working to try and design a future that is first and foremost safe, but secondly, also provides opportunity for everybody so that we can go forward into a certainly better future than we've been in the last month. So thank you to everyone.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Susan Troyan. Can I just add something to that?
Yes, you may.
Okay, there was a question earlier about mask safety that I would just like to comment. The question was specific to the ordinance, but in the meantime, before that next meeting, I would just like to tell everyone that children under two should not have a face covering over them, whether that any kind of mask, nor should any adult or person over the age of two who's unable to remove it if they're having trouble breathing. So it's a very important safety factor. Thank you.
Thank you. Before I turn it over to Amy, I would just like to remind everyone that next week there will be a survey coming out directed towards residents, workers, people that work in town. So be on the lookout for it. If you see it, get the word out. We'd like to get as much feedback from the community as possible about what a reopening would look like for the town. So like I said, be on the lookout for that. And thank you everyone who asked questions or just called in to listen. And with that, I'll turn it over to Amy.
I would also like to thank everyone for...
Amy, unmute.
Oh, you can't hear me? Oh, there I am. Thank you. I also would like to thank everyone for participating tonight. And I'd like to take a moment at the end again to remind you that PTV is upgrading some of our equipment, and we will have some disruption to service tomorrow, but this question and answer will be available through a link on Facebook or how you normally access meetings. This will be under information. And thanks again for taking part in this call-in session, and we will talk to you next time.